Arthur, before we talk about Joanie, I'm curious, how did somebody come from Kingaroy? You're from Kingaroy in Queensland, I believe.
That's right.
End up in Saskatchewan.
Well, what happened is, and by the way, I'm 83, not 77.
Oh, okay.
I joined the Royal Australian Air Force late in the war,
mm-hmm.
and was sent to Canada to train as a pilot. And while I was there at the tender age of 19 years, I met and married my present wife, Mary. We came back to Australia, lived there for a few years, and then emigrated to Canada, which was a marvelous move for me because I've just had a wonderful career here.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful country, and maybe in some ways not dissimilar from Australia. And you came from what would be called Outback Australia, I suppose, and you ended up on the Great Plains of Alberta.
Yeah, somewhat, yes, from farmland to farmland anyway.
Yes. So how did you end up in, was it Saskatoon?
Yes, well, my wife was from the province of Saskatchewan, and Saskatoon is its largest city. And I started teaching in a one-room school in Saskatchewan and then moved into a village and then into the city of Saskatoon.
And you were an English teacher, Arthur?
Well, I was a teacher of all subjects, really, you know, as primary teachers are.
And
I would say of all the subjects that I did teach, I did my best work with English.
So tell us about your memories of Joanie Mitchell. Well, in fact, she was Roberta Joan Anderson back in those days, I think, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was a small, sort of delicate, blonde-haired girl. And I first met her in grade 6. As a matter of fact, across the way from my room, I was teaching grade 7, was a lady who was a chain smoker and almost and had to dash off every once in a while down in the basement to have a fag. And she would have me keep an eye on her room across the hall. And that's where I first met Joan Anderson. She was doing some artwork at the time when I first noticed her. Beautiful artist, by the way, and still is. And she told me how scared she was to come into grade 7 because she said, all the kids in there can write and I can't. Now, isn't that amazing when you think of it?
What age are we talking about here, Arthur?
She said 11 then.
11, right.
And she says, you know, I don't remember a lot of the things. She remembers some and I remember some. When she said she was scared, I said, well, don't be scared at all because anybody who can paint such beautiful pictures with a brush can do the same thing with a pen. And that was one of the things that really stuck with her. Anyway, she came into the room. She did well. I had a lot of people who could write really very well in that group. Most kids can, given a chance, and given the opportunity to talk about the things that are close to their hearts and minds. She did well. She had a tendency to copy, particularly when she painted. And the other thing that she remembers, and I do too, is that I told her that she had to write and paint in her own blood. Now, that was a quote from a German philosopher. And that also took on with her, and she kept trying to do that. And, of course, we now know she's such a creative genius talking about things that she experiences.
And you would have been, what, in your late 20s? When?
Well, let me see. It was 1955, I would be 30.
Okay. You sound like the sort of teacher I would have liked at school, I must say.
I think a lot of people would have liked.
The phrase you used that most kids can write, you know, if they're pushed in the right direction.
I've always had a great respect for writing. You know, any time a kid, no matter what age, sits down and pens some words, that person does it in a manner that has never been done before, really, when you think about it. And if you can see it, nurture it, get their heart and soul into what they're writing, great things happen, and they feel good about it.
Did you have any inkling that Joan Anderson might turn out to be, you know, the Joanie Mitchell's superstar?
No, as a matter of fact, when I last talked with her, we talked about those things, she felt a little as if she almost fell through the cracks, which she didn't do, really, because she did dedicate her first album to me. And she has talked nicely about me through the years many, many times. But no, I didn't realize that, you know, at that desk was the talent that would emerge. Not to the degree that it did.
Had you followed her career? Did you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I didn't know much about her. You see, we left Saskatoon and I was working as a professor at the University of Alberta later, and a colleague of mine came back from Toronto, and he brought a copy, a weekend copy of the then Toronto Telegram, and there was a whole page spread, really dedicated to me. It was Joni was singing at a nightclub in north of Toronto in York, and this gentleman named Cobb, the journalist, interviewed her, and they spent all of their time really talking about me and her association with me in Saskatoon.
Over how many years was that association?
The association I had with Joan?
Yes.
Or just fleetingly in grade 6 and then a full year in grade 7.
Okay, so a bit over a year. Have you ever actually seen her perform?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was really invited to Toronto some time ago. That's about 4 years ago now, when Harbourside, an arts-oriented community of people there, decided that they were going to honour the top 20 creative geniuses in the arts world. And she was invited to be one of them, and I went down there, and at the tail end of the presentation, after which she sang and other people paid homage to her, I was invited to the stage, interviewed her, and actually gave her the award.
Oh, terrific.
And has she...
That was a great night.
Mm. And has she made an effort to remain in touch with you, or is your paths just cross here and there, such as...
I leave that to her.
Yes.
You know, celebrities don't like people knocking on their door or phoning every so often. She has called on occasions, and we chat at some length.
And I'm interested in what Tony picked up on too. You said that a lot of children have this creative ability. It's just a matter of tapping into it.
I believe that's right. You know, I used to, I started thinking about that seriously really when I went to Saskatoon, and I had an upstairs room, and I would look out on the playground, and sometimes, of course, I had duty out there, and I'd see these kids who felt that they couldn't write and didn't seem to want to, just so effusive in sharing experiences with their fellow students out on the playground. And I thought there has to be some way to tap into that, because they're saying things that are really vital to their peers, and we're going to get some of that onto paper for them. And I really worked hard at it. I read and I read and I read. I talked to other good teachers, and yeah, things happened.
Arthur, it sounds to me like you should still be teaching, 83 or not.
I have been teaching, but at the university level up until 2 years ago, actually.
Mm-hmm. But you are retired now.
I'm retired now, yes.
Mm.
Just one other thing, Arthur. You mentioned in passing about writing in your own blood.
Yes.
And it was a quote from a German philosopher. I know Joni's cat, she had a cat at one stage called Nietzsche.
Yes, well, that's the man.
That's him.
Yes, that's the same guy. Yeah.
So you were a fan and she was a fan?
Right, I guess so.
Well, it's been fascinating chatting with you, Arthur. And you're fitting well. What do you do with yourself in on Vancouver Island these days? It's a beautiful part of the world.
Well, relax, read. I'm a bit of a computer nerd because I'm an ardent learner. I photograph quite a lot, travel. We travel, Mary and I, and I give travel talks and displays as many as 50 a year, volunteering mainly to retirement homes. So we keep active.
And what about Australia? Do you still keep in touch with events down under, or
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in front of the computer right now, and on the screen is the Australian. I read the headlines in the Australian and the Courier Mail because I'm a Queenslander, and then go in depth in anything I'm interested in. And of course, we've been following so very closely the U.S. presidential race, and really the best comments that I received throughout that whole period of campaign was from the USA-based journalists of the Australian. They were superb.
Terrific, Arthur. Sounds like you're still interested in a lot of things in the world around you. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for including me in your program.
Terrific.
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Arthur Kratzmann, Aussie mentor to Joni Mitchell.